You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, I promise you we'll land the plane. We'll get back to the NFL at 5. Lions get Za'Darius Smith. Great move. None of your competing teams. I don't consider the Commanders to be a Super Bowl caliber team. If you want to say they got better with Marshawn Lattimore, I'm not mad. But the Eagles primarily, the Packers, they didn't make moves. Not that have been released to the media yet, and the deadline's done. No. So we'll keep an eye on it. But David, you've got a lot of ticket texts from what I just brought up, and then I do want to bring this back to where we were originally going to go, which is I gave you guys a little bit of a homework assignment. And look, for you guys, the fans out there of college football, and certainly college basketball, but college football primarily, I just want to know if what Rico and David are about to tell you has an impact not only on your viewing, but your spending habits. We're going to talk about it. David, go ahead.
I agree with you, Mike and Rico. These parents and school administrators have lost their minds. I have 5 kids and would never accept that as a thing that they are allowed to do. You could be mad at my generation for these safe spaces in college, but it's your generation that spoiled and babied us.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. No, and that's what I said. The parents wanted to make sure that they had a better life than I did, and they just overdid it and never let them ever experience anything bad. Because you got to fall down, it builds character. And instead, you kept moving the goalposts. No, try again. At some point, you just got to say, son, you failed. Okay, next year.
These kids are not going to be employable. Not prepared for the real world at all. I would not hire them.
No, it's they wouldn't last a day. I mean, and whether it's, just forget it. I don't even want to go down this road. Just unemployable.
My cousin and I were born the same year, 1989. I went to the Marine Corps and she went to college. She ranted on social media about if her candidate doesn't win, she'll have to never leave her house again. Oh, she's soft, and I can't believe we are considered peers.
Yeah, I also love the people who say if their candidate doesn't win, they're leaving the country. I'm still waiting for you to leave.
That never happens.
I'm leaving. Okay, when? And where do I send your stuff?
Okay, sure. You know what? I'll buy your car and your house.
This is the greatest country in the world, no matter who's in office. You don't want to live anywhere else.
Bye-bye, Le'Veon. Mike Rico, you are 100% right. These are weak-minded kids. If the election is so traumatic, then you shouldn't be allowed to vote to protect.
Oh, man, you're so triggered. You need Legos and brownies. Good heavens.
Well, someone says it starts in high school exam week. They have crayons and coloring books and fluffy chairs and a therapy dog.
Now we're going to go to a different place now. Don't get me started with the effing animals on the airplanes. Now, I admit I fly a lot, but I'm getting tired of it. That was not a thing. And I don't want to hear about, please, I know you don't need that dog on this plane. You're a liar.
What about the people with high anxiety?
That's what I mean. A service dog's a service dog. You're not Ray Charles, and you don't need that dog on this plane. Right. Ridiculous.
I'm afraid to fly.
Then drive. Then drive. I'm sorry. You know what? Stop. Right now, do the topic.
Mike.
I'm spiraling.
Mike, we have some brownies out there.
I hate you.
We need you to calm down.
Whatever happened to just a good sledgehammer into some inanimate object? Right. That makes me feel much better.
I don't know. We ordered some pizza straight from New York.
Oh, thank you.
Go out there and you enjoy yourself.
Let's do the topic. I have a question. Because we did a college, the little ranking deal, and we openly are talking about players, if they lose, they're going to sit out. And it's, I don't have the ability to be passionate. And it's a struggle because the NIL thing in what I sent you guys, I want you guys on a personal level to extract the most offensive thing you read in the article, which is essentially, hey, the schools are making a bleep load of money, but we're passing the savings on to you to pay these players. And Rico and I have said this. I just don't know anyone in my sphere. And it doesn't matter whether you'd be a $100 a year, $1,000 a year, or certain people in my life who if they wanted to drop a million, they could. No one is doing NIL. It is universally mocked. It is something you are better rolling your money into a cigar and smoking it than you are doing NIL. There is no ROI.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, if kids want to extort you 3 weeks later for a better contract from Paducah State, they can do it. So when you read what some schools are starting to do in the name of NIL, I want you and David and Kenny to come to the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm interested to see what you found most offensive, and does it impact A, how you feel about the sport, or B, your viewing habits or your spending habits if you are a ticket holder?
Yeah, I'll go first, guys. For me, I think what I saw was, and I like to term it, this is the college version of the stadium grift. Meaning, you have super billionaire owner who says, hey guys, I really like to stay here in your city, but I need a new stadium, but I'm a little short on funds. So can you, the voters, please just either give this to me tax-free or just help me pay for it? That's what's happening now, because you're seeing that the schools, especially locally, Michigan State, we're going to tack on extra expenses to your ticket. And now it's even moving over. And now I'm going to set David up like Chris Paul with an alley-oop. They're even saying maybe we add it to the tuition. David, the floor is yours.
That is where I found the problem. Because right now in this article, it said that Clemson, they want to raise $7 to $8 million. So they want to add just $150, which is called an athletic fee, per semester to tuition. But I know that's just the beginning. It's going to increase year after year. And what I see is the future of what my household looks like. In 4 years, you talked about it, we were talking earlier. 4 years, I'm going to have a son in college. So now you're asking me to pay on top of probably $55,000 or whatever tuition is at what university he wants to go to. Now you're adding this fee that I have no choice over. I can't say no to. That's the problem.
Hey, man, those cupcakes ain't cheap.
But, guys, it's the principle.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Of course,
yes. How dare you? Now, if you want to add it to the cost of the ticket, well, that's a decision you mm-hmm. have to make, that I'm supporting the program. Mm-hmm. And, okay, fine. You start adding it to that, or you start adding to concession prices. I mean, everything in that article is real, guys.
See, what really gets me is we're not addressing the biggest thing. You are making a ton of TV money.
Where's it going?
It's almost like the lottery in the state. Oh, it goes to here. Where? To the schools. How much? Because most teachers I know are crying broke. Where's the money going? Hundreds of millions of dollars. And think about this. If you just took 10%, David, if they tithe the money, yeah. Just 10%, you would have $10 million as a little, you know, you can do whatever you want. You can spend it on whoever you want, buy new stadiums, new players, whatever. It doesn't come out of students, season ticket holders, no one. And if the kids walk away, wasn't your money, it was the TV money. It didn't hurt you.
But if you're a ticket holder or you have tickets you've pondered leaving, when you hear that you may be upcharged to support NIL, or it may be on tuition, or it may be on concessions. What is your viewpoint? Look, I'm out of the season ticket game. I left a long time ago because MSU doesn't know how to treat their fans. But let's say you're a Michigan fan. Look, the products at both schools are terrible this year. And when you look at it and you go, wait, this is what might happen next? Kenny, when you read it, what was your initial take?
My initial take was from the ticket holder perspective, going, what is this TV money going for? What is this for? What is this money for? You're upcharging me. You're making money hand over fist with these deals. Why am I being charged so that you can run a program that I want to see? That's what bothers me the most as a potential ticket.
And my biggest thing is this, and I know we're up against it. I'll just say it plain. I've arrived at a point where I don't think 90% of these players deserve a penny. And I'm all for players getting paid, but the reality is 90% of college football players aren't worth the jersey they wear. Oh, sure, there's 10% that are difference makers. Mm-hmm. A Trey Harris at Ole Miss, a Carson Beck at Georgia.
You know what they're called? Future NFL players.
Yeah, Travis Hunter. But the reality is 90% of these guys aren't really worth their scholarship. Oh, and now these are the same players. Look, I got news for you. If you don't think your favorite team, Michigan or Michigan State, has got a guy making six figures who's a backup, you're sadly mistaken. The horse has left the stall here. And it's just, as Rico put it, it's the new stadium grift. It was a great piece. It was by the AP. And I'm just like, wait till David sees this tuition.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.